So basically, we are dealing with the multi-document summarization task here. And the goal of summarization is finding the most important bits of information from either a single document, such as a news story or a voicemail, or multiple documents, such as reviews of a product or news stories about an event, or spoken documents, such as broadcast news, broadcast conversations, lectures, or meetings. The main issue is basically we are all tackling with this information overload problem. There are a variety of sources which we get information from, and these are usually redundant, and we only have a limited time to process all this information. And usually, this information is not necessarily in the optimum ordering. So sometimes we read a paper and then we think that I should have read this other paper before this one to be able to understand this one better. So we are working on both speech and text summarization, but basically NIST has been organizing evaluations, summarization evaluations, providing the researchers a good framework to do summarization research, and then these include document summarizations. And then this has been going on since the past 10 years, and researchers are provided with a set of documents paired with corresponding human summaries. I'll be showing results with the NIST data sets to be comparable with the previous research. So on the related work side, people have treated summarization as a classification problem, and we are also doing the same. Usually in these approaches, the original document sentences, they don't have a category. All we have are the human summaries. The first step is assigning categories to the document sentences, such as summary sentence or a non-summary sentence. And most of the previous work has used similarity, word-based similarity measures between the document sentences and the summaries, and then assigned labels to the sentences. And then done binary classification with features such as the sentence length, position in the document, etc. The main issue with such approaches is that word-based similarity measures usually fail to capture the semantic similarity between sentences and the summaries. So in addition to the summarization as classification approach, we use generative models, and then we use hidden concepts to figure out the similarity between sentences and documents so that we can tackle with this problem. Generative models have been used by others as well for summarization. For example, Hagiki and Van der Wende have used hierarchical latent-rich reallocation. And we have used latent-rich reallocation-based models as well, and our work here is also based on our previous work, which is the summary LDA or SLDA. At a very high level, it is a semi-supervised extractive summarization method, and it uses LDA, a supervised version of LDA, to cluster documents and summaries into topics. And then we use sentence classification in the SLDA approach. The main assumption is that there are two types of concepts in the documents, generic concepts and the specific concepts. And the generic ones are the ones that are usually included in the summary. So that's the main assumption. And the specific ones are the ones that are usually specific to each individual document. And at a very high level, let me show you the process. So we have a set of documents and the corresponding human summaries. We use summary LDA, which I'll describe next, to find a set of latent variables, latent concepts, that are specific and generic using some supervision from the human summaries. And then we go back and look at the training original document sentences, and then we mark the ones that have mainly specific concepts as negative examples and the ones that have generic concepts as positive examples. Then we train a classifier, and then at the runtime, at the inference time, we use that classifier to decide if a sentence should be included in a summary or not. While this is good on one hand, there is this suboptimality of transferring labels from the topics to the sentences. Oops. So in this work, we are basically looking at the topics, and then we are trying to classify the latent variables themselves instead of the sentences, and then learn the distinguishing factors of those latent variables that will be useful when we are trying to summarize new documents. So it works like this. We train a classifier to distinguish the two topics, and then at the inference time, we use the regular latent-rich reallocation, and then find K topics, and then use the classifier to determine which ones should be in the summary and then which ones shouldn't, and pick the sentences that include the generic concepts. So here are more details. Luckily, this morning's keynote speech already introduced the LDA. And our approach is an extension of LDA for the summarization task. So LDA is a generative model, and it allows us to explain a set of observations by unobserved or hidden or latent groups. And this explains why some parts of the data are similar. And the assumption is each document is a mixture of a small number of topics, and each word's creation is attributable to one of the document's topics. So each word is sampled from a topic. So what we do is, summary LDA is also very similar to LDA, but we know if a unit, in the case of LDA it was unigram, but we're also looking at unigrams and bigrams. When we are looking at a unit, we know if it appears in the human summary or not. So if it already appears in a human summary, we force it. We assume two sets of concepts, and we assume that it should be generated. It should be sampled from the generic concepts instead of the specific ones. And if it is not, then it could be generated from any topic. And so let me now proceed with the CBC. So once we have these two sets of topics, generic and specific, we extract features for every single topic. The first thing that we do is we basically try to find the most frequent unigrams and bigrams in the documents. And then we generate a set of features for every topic. So the first set of features, there are as many features as the number of frequent terms. The first feature is the probability of this topic cluster appearing with this frequent word. And then we also looked at how many frequent words each topic cluster includes. So that's the other feature. And we basically used the threshold to determine and then counted and then normalized it by the number of frequent terms. And we used maximum entropy classification. So at the inference time, when a new set of documents are given, since we don't have any summaries, we build just the usual LDA model on each document set. Then we use the classifier that we trained in the previous step to estimate labels for the K topics as generic or specific. Then using this, we compute the sentence scores, and then we decide if a sentence should be included in a summary or not. So in addition to this, previous work has shown that unigram and bigram frequencies are useful in determining if a sentence should be included in a summary or not. So we are merging the scores based on CBC with this type of scores. So here's how we compute the sentence scores. Basically, for every sentence, we look at the, so this first part, we look at the number of generic topics it contains and normalize it by K. But we also look at the SLDA score, and then we interpolate the two of them. And then as an extra step, we interpolate the CBC score with the unigram and bigram scores. Basically, the unigram and bigram scores are normalized total counts of the high-frequency unigrams or bigrams that the sentence in consideration contains. Oops. Let me see how many minutes I have left. Anyways. At the end, since we need a subset of these sentences with their scores, we apply a greedy search. So we rank order all the sentences according to their scores and start from the highest scoring one. We take the highest one, then we start looking at the rest of the sentences. We add a sentence to the summary only if it is not redundant with the sentences that are already not in the summary. So this is very similar to the MMR approach, but not exactly the same. We skip if the sentence has a lot of redundancy with the already generated summary, and we stop if the summary length is satisfied. And we evaluate the performance of summarization using Rouge scores, just like the previous paper. We look at Rouge 1, Rouge 2, and Rouge SU4. So Rouge 1 and 2 basically compute the unigram and bigram overlap between the human and system summaries, and Rouge SU4 looks at the skip or gappy bigrams up to a distance of 4 words. And for training, we use the DAC 2005 and 6 data sets. So there are in total 100 document sets in this data, and each document set contains 25 news articles, and this is about 80,000 sentences. And for testing, we use the DAC 2007 data set. So this has 45 document sets and each has 25 news articles, again, and 25,000 sentences. So we use this split because we want to compare. We want to be able to compare our results with most of the previous work that is using these data sets for evaluation. And then the form of the task, actually, the NIST evaluations, the form of the task has changed after 2007, so it's not directly comparable with this task. And the goal is to create 250-word summaries from each document set. So here are the results. For the baseline, we basically just use the cosine similarity to mark the initial set of sentences, similar to the previous work. But as differently from the previous work here, we are only using the type of features, word-based, only the word-based features that we are computing. So this is a bit weaker than the previous work. Another baseline that we are comparing with is the PyTie system. So this was also a classification-like summarization, and it was the top performer in DAC 2007, but it had much more sophisticated features than the one that we are trying. The third one is CRSum, so this is the one that uses a hierarchical LDA, a generative method. And so the way they form the summaries here is basically they use HLDA to find out the topics. Then when they are picking the sentences, they try to keep the topic distribution over the original documents when they are forming the summary. And then they use the KL divergence measure to make sure that the summary topics are not significantly different than the original document topics. So as you see, in terms of Rouge 1 and Rouge 2 scores, both SLDA and CBC perform significantly better than all the other approaches. And CBC is a little bit better than SLDA, but it's also using SLDA. In terms of Rouge 2, we are about the same, so we are in the ballpark. One of the main reasons is some of the previous approaches are actually optimizing according to bigrams, whereas we are using both unigrams and bigrams. But we didn't have access to the HR-SUM summary, so we don't know what exactly was the reason. And so in conclusion, we are trying to learn summary content distributions from the document sets provided provided. And we use the human summaries to have some supervision when we are finding the generic and the specific concepts. So we have shown improvements in terms of Rouge scores, and then most improvements are significant, statistically significant. So there are a few weaknesses. One of them I forgot to include here. One of them is we are not really computing. We are only computing word-based features. So future work is to actually improve the feature set that we are using. And then the other future work is basically optimizing the sentence selection part. So in our previous work, we have shown that you can actually do an exact search using integer linear programming. And our system was the best performing system in DAC 2009 and 2010. So it can easily be adapted here. So that's also part of the future work because we are also finding concepts, and then that approach is optimizing the concepts that are included in the summary. And then furthermore, we also propose some hierarchical topic models for summarization. The other extension is moving towards there. So thank you. I think I'm also a bit earlier, so.
Okay, yeah, this is a lot of time. Are there any questions?
In your sentence selection algorithm, do you try to cover most of the generic concept you have, or do you forget about your concept tagging? Is it just for selection?
Actually, that's a good, very good question. No, we are not looking at all at the generic concepts. But in the ILP framework, actually, we could do that. We could try to. Maximize the generic concept that should be included in the summary, because we already know them. But we haven't done that in this work. Thanks.
Are there any other questions? We still have 5 minutes. Okay, I have several questions actually. The first question I have is that, so in your training data, you have the documents and the human labels of the summaries, and do they have information about the specific and the general topics annotated already?
No, it doesn't have any information, just the human summaries.
I see. So this is all inferred actually by the LDA model. Okay. The second question I have actually, so you mentioned, I was actually going to ask the question. I think the features just based on using word to decide whether the sentences are similar to each other could be not very strong enough actually. You probably think about some of the other features like semantic features, topic related features too. Okay.
But actually, even position-based features, they're just if you take the first sentence from most of the documents, previous work has shown that it really does so well. That, but it's not, of course, as good as any of these methods.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you get a long way.
Okay. I guess we can... Let's thank our speaker again.